Where is he?
Where are you?
Skull Rock. Do you know it?
Hello, this is Stacy reporting live over at Skull Rock. I am joined by...
Hello, this is Megan. Welcome back to our Stranger Things podcast. And welcome to season 3 of our show. So we are kicking off the 3rd season of Skull Rock broadcast. Can't believe we've had like over 50 episodes so far, if you count all of the bonus episodes and stuff like that. So kind of crazy. We are super excited to be, you know, in season 3. And it's great timing because we are still in January, literally.
Yep.
If you're listening to this on the first day it comes out, it will still be January. But the winter blues, we have a perfect solution for them. And what is that, Stacy?
The perfect solution for those January winter, never-ending, cold, frigid month blues is good old season 3 over at Skull Rock. We will be doing a deep dive rewatch of Stranger Things season 3, which takes place during summer of 1985. So the best way to beat the winter blues is to celebrate summer style. We have a ton of fun stuff planned. We are not only doing our deep dive rewatch of season 3, which a lot of people say has the highest rewatch value because it is so bright and colorful and just gives you all those summer feels, but we also have some really cool interviews locked in and booked. We got some great giveaways coming up. We have some really cool themed episodes down the line and different little zany things that Megan and I have planned, basically to just celebrate as though you're lounging poolside at the Hawkins Community Pool or getting a corn dog over at the Fun Fair or getting a scoop of ice cream over at the Star Court Mall. We are going to be beating those winter blues summer style, and we are dialing it way back to 1985. And as Dustin Henderson once said, onward and upwards.
Running up that hill?
We are running up that hill. We are trying to get this fucking promo recorded. Stacy style. You're welcome, everyone.
Oh my gosh. It's going to be so much fun. I'm super excited to dive deep into season 3 with you, and just rewatching that is always such a good time. So super excited about that. And like you said, great guests, lots of fun stuff going on. And during season 3 of this podcast, we will be doing something super fucking exciting. What are we going to be doing, Stacy?
We will be seeing DJO Joe perform live. He has announced his U.S. tour.
Woo!
Woo-hoo! He has announced his U.S. tour. Actually, tonight that we're recording, he is going to be live on Jimmy Fallon, but tickets have already gone on pre-sale, and for, you know, like literally they have been selling out like hotcakes. I don't think anybody expected this, but it just goes to show you just how popular and how big he's becoming. And, you know, from the clips that I've seen, at least on TikTok, of his past smaller venue shows, it looks like people are in for a treat. I mean, we've met the man and we already know how incredible he is as a person. But as a performer with his like kind of side project, his passion project being music, this is going to be so cool to celebrate his 3rd album. And it's going to be just so much fun being able to be with so many other fellow, you know, Joe fans and being able to see him in his element. And, you know, it's going to be interesting to see him not acting, you know, and actually performing as a musician. So this should be really cool. We are so, so pumped. And good luck to anybody who is out buying tickets because it's a bloodbath out there.
Yeah, absolutely. So completely agree with everything you just said. I know he said that he has always been excited to tour because he has so much like creative freedom to like put on a show. And like you said, I think we're going to be in for a treat. I think these shows are going to be so much fun. And I know we're just super excited to be able to go and Today was stressful. We're recording on Tuesday after a day of trying to get through that pre-sale, but we looked out, we're going, and like Stacey said, if anybody else is trying to buy tickets on Friday when they go on sale, good luck. If you aren't able to see him, we will be taking you along for the ride. So
absolutely.
Definitely continue tuning in to just hear this journey of us going on this tour with Joe, basically, and also the journey of his hearing his new album, because we did find out since our last episode that the album is going to be called The Crux. It's coming out at the beginning of April. And yeah, he's playing Australian shows like basically the month of February. So super excited to just see like how that goes for him. And then the US tour kicks off at the beginning of April with the new album. And then he's actually going to play some shows in Europe as well, which is
when's
awesome.
He doing Coachella?
Coachella is literally like my spring break. So it's like the weekend, the two weekends before Easter.
Got you.
Yeah. And then like he doesn't have any shows that week in between the two Coachella shows. But somebody was saying that when you play Coachella, they have like in LA, you can't play any LA shows.
That's what I heard about Lollapalooza. Yep.
Same as you were saying about Lollapalooza. Like people are like, why isn't he playing Chicago? We're thinking that if he's potentially going to be playing Lollapalooza, he's not allowed to play Chicago in like a certain amount of time around that. So interesting. I don't know what he'll do for Coachella. I'm hoping he just, you know, takes that week off, like goes and relaxes.
Maybe
you know,
good
for him.
Put some cucumbers on your eyes. Like,
yeah.
Do you?
Yeah, exactly. So gonna be so much fun, and we'll definitely be chatting about that throughout this season.